Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma with parak Dalad Mishnah Vav, and then we're going to start the fifth parak of Maseches Yoma with parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. Parak Dalad Mishnah Vav is going to discuss another difference between Yom Kippur and other days of the year, and this difference is going to be regarding the number of piles of wood that would stand on the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah Bichol Yom Hayu Sham Arba Ma'arachos, that every other day of the year there were four piles of wood on the Mizbeach. Number one was the one in which the Karban Tamid and other Karbanos were burnt. Number two was the one from which the coals were taken to burn the daily Ketores. Number three was the one in which a fire burned constantly, referred to as the Eish Tamid, and the number four was the one on which they burned the fats and the limbs of the previous day's karbanos that had not finished burning the night before. But says the Mishnah Vahayom, but today, on Yom Kippur, there were five piles of wood. What's the fifth one? That was the pile that was lit in order to provide the coals needed to burn the Ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Continuing with two more opinions, number two, Rabbi Yossi says, Bechol Yom Shalosh, that every other day of the year, there were three piles of wood, Vahayom, Arba, but on this day, on Yom Kippur, there were four, that according to Rabbi Yossi, there was no separate pile of wood on which to burn the fats and the limbs of the previous day's karbanos, that according to him, the fats and the limbs were simply moved to the outer edges of the ultimate pile of wood. And the final opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bechol Yom Shtaim, every other day of the year, there were two piles of wood, V'hayom Shalosh, but on this day, there were three piles of wood. Again, every day, there's going to be an extra one on Yom Kippur because of the Ketores. What's different according to Rabbi Yehuda? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach did not have a separate pile of wood on which to burn the previous day's karbanos, nor one on which a fire burned constantly. But although, as the Bartonura points out, we hold like Rabbi Yossi, namely, on every other day of the year, there were three piles of wood, and on Yom Kippur, there was one extra pile of wood, a fourth pile of wood. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, as we return to its description of how the Kohen Gadol would offer the Ketores on Yom Kippur. We learned in the previous Perek that after he filled a shovel with coals from the Mizbeach, he would put the shovel down on the floor near the Heichal, and the next thing he had to do was to take the Ketores out of a different shovel and put it in a golden spoon. Says the Mishnah, Hotziu lo as hakaf, yas hamachta, they brought the empty ladle and the shovel of the Ketores out to the Kohen Gadol, v'chafan melo chafna v'nasan l'socha kaf, then he would scoop it up, as much Ketores from the shovel as his cupped hands could hold, and he would put it in the ladle. Now the amount of Ketores that the Kohen Gadol would take depended on how big he was. Says the Mishnah, HaGadol lefi gadlo, a large man would scoop up a larger amount, obviously according to the size of his large hands, v'hakatan lefi katano, and a smaller Kohen Gadol would scoop up a smaller amount based on the size of his smaller hands. V'kach haysa midasa, and this was the amount of Ketores that he burnt inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, as the Bartonura points out, the Mishnah here is adding this additional sentence in order to teach us that the Kohen Gadol used his cup hands later as well inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That after entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place in the world, the Kohen Gadol poured the Ketores from the ladle back into his cupped hands and then poured it from his hands into the shovel of coals, as we're going to describe later. Here, the Mishnah is teaching us that just as he was required to take the Ketores from its shovel with his cupped hands, so is he required to pour it from the ladle into his cupped hands and not into some other type of kli, some other type of vessel. Now, continuing in the Mishnah, having put the Ketores in the ladle, the Kohen Gadol carried the ladle and the shovel of coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Mishnah, Natal es hamachta b'yemino v'yesekaf b'smolo, he would take the shovel of coals in his right hand and the ladle of the Ketores in his left hand as he entered the Heichal. As the Gemara teaches us here, since the Ketores is more important than the coals, he should have carried the Ketores in his right hand and the coals in his left, but that was not practical because he would then have to carry the heavy and the hot and the shovel of coals in his weaker left hand, which is precisely why it is carried in this way. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hayam Mahalich Behichal Achemagia Lebein Shtei Aparochos, Hamavdilos Bein Kodesh Uvein Kodesh HaKadashim. He walked through the Heichal until he reached the opening between the two curtains that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadashim. Uveinehen Amma, and there was one Amma between these different curtains, right? The Heichal was divided into two parts. You had the Kodesh in the east, next to the entrance, and you had the Kodesh HaKadashim in the west. And there were two curtains that stood between these two places. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo haisasham ela parochas achas bilvad. Says Rabbi Yossi, there was only one curtain there. Shneamar, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Shemos, v'hivdila parochas lachem bein hakodesh uvein hakodesh hakadashim, and the curtain shall divide for you between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadashim. And Rabbi Yossi clearly learns from the Mishkan that only one curtain is allowed. Therefore, when the second Beis Hamikdash was built, they had to make a single curtain as well. That was one amma thick. Now the first Tana describes the entrance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he continues to describe exactly what the Kohen Gadol would do. Hachitzona haisa perufa min hadarom. The outer curtain, again, because he holds that there were two curtains. The outer curtain, meaning the curtain to the east, which was further from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was folded back and basically tightened at the south to create an opening through which the Kohen Gadol could enter the space between the two curtains. Va'panimis minatzafon, and the inner one, meaning the curtain to the west, which was closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was folded back and fastened at the north to create an opening through which the Kohen Gadol could enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mahalich beinayin atchem magia litzafon. After the Kohen Gadol went through the opening at the south, he walked between the curtains until he reached the opening at the north. Higia litzafon hofich panav ledarom. When he reached the opening at the north, then he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim and turned to the south. Mahalich l'smolo ima parochas atchu magia la'aron. He walked towards the south with the curtain on his left and the aron on his right until he reached the northern pole of the aron. Higia la'aron noted as a machta ben shnei abadim. When he finally reached the northern part of the aron, he placed the shovel of coal on the floor between the two poles. He then poured the ketores from the ladle into his cupped hands. Tzavar es haketores al gabi gecholim v'nismali kol abayis kulo ashan. Then he would make a pile of the ketores from his hands onto the coals. He would wait until the entire room of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was filled with smoke. Yatza uvalo badarach beis knisaso. He left the Kodesh HaKadoshim the way that he entered. Umispalel tefila ketzara b'bayis achitzon. He made a short tefila. He davened to the Rabbono Shel Olam in this outer area, meaning in the Kodesh. But he did not make a long tefillah because he didn't want to make the Jews scared, because if they thought that he was delayed by this long tefillah, then they would be afraid that he had passed away. Now, what exactly was the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol when he left? The Bar Tinur tells us exactly what the tefillah was. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokei she'im shana zu shechuna she'tehei geshuma. Velo Yaadi Eved Sholton mi debes Yehuda, Velo Yehu Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasas Amizeh, Velo Me Amacher, Velo Tikanis Lefanacha Tfilas Ov De Drachim, Perish, sorry, I just lost the place. Perish, Mipnei, Sheamus Pal and Shalom, Yardu Gishan. He asks Hashem, please may it be your will, Hashem, that if this year will be hot, rain should be plentiful, and the leadership of the nation should not pass from the house of Yehuda, there shouldn't be any other kings, and your nation, the Jewish people, should not need each other or other nations for financial help, and the prayers of those who are traveling to stop the rain should not be accepted. Obviously, people that are traveling wanted to stop raining, but certainly Eretz Yisrael needs the rain. That was his tefillah in short, but again, he wouldn't make it long because he didn't want to scare anyone to make them think that he had passed away.